us, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jacinta, for your question, and I do appreciate you sending it ahead of time so that we could put some thought to these answers. My understanding of what's been reported in the Age article is the City of Melbourne has written to the Minister to update its existing provisions on shadowing on open space. It's not clear whether that's a formal planning scheme amendment to change the provisions or not, but nonetheless, there's a desire there to protect open space. We have an open space strategy that was approved in 2014, and there is an extensive section on shadowing of existing open space in that strategy. It's called Guidelines for Development Interface with Open Space, and that's in section 5.5 of Council's approved strategy. And it actually details the requirements for any development near our existing open space areas, and it contains a number of detailed sections. I'll just read them. Accessibility to open space, so it talks about whether development will hinder access to our open space areas. Amenity and function of the open space, and I'll talk in a bit more about that. Characteristics and values of open space, that's a consideration for planners in making decisions. Climate change mitigation. Any other open space policies we have are another consideration. A clear delineation of open space and private land. Any impacts on the ongoing maintenance and management of our parks as a result of the development. And so on. There's a few more sections on services and easements need to be considered, setbacks from the boundaries shared with open space, traffic and transport, whether that'll inhibit the enjoyment of open space, and the visibility of our open space. Large developments cannot hide that. So these are considerations already in place. The bit that I wanted to talk a little bit more about was the section on amenity and function. It speaks to not having buildings that affect the enjoyment of our parks. And in terms of overshadowing, it actually talks about ensuring that a minimum standard is reached for any development to meet, and that is 3 hours of direct sunlight between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. during midwinter, and at least 5 hours of direct sunlight between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the September equinox. That's the average sort of daytime period of the year. Where the minimum is not currently met, the development must not create additional shadowing of the open space. So what I'm trying to say is there are already provisions in place that Glenora planners and decision makers have to take into account with our parks. Now, you're probably wondering about future parks. What does that mean? There is a park, as you know, proposed for the Alstonwick Urban Renewal Area South, and our initial shadowing analysis that we shared with the community demonstrates meeting of the winter standard as well. So that was our threshold requirement for buildings on that open space area. We did consult with Bayside City Council and its residents, and without detailing any feedback, it is available on our website, any comments from Bayside residents. And there was a question.
May I just clarify, from what you've read out, it sounds like at the moment what's appropriate or what's would pass is 3 hours of winter sunshine.
Yes.
And I guess what the proposal is with Melbourne City Council, or a letter, or a possible letter to Richard Wynne, would be, could we please consider 6 hours from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in midwinter? Would Glenora be supportive of that sort of degree of change?
I may be corrected by the Director of Infrastructure, Environment and Leisure, but there will likely be an opportunity soon to comment spent on our review of our open space strategy. That's undergoing review at the moment, and that could be a consideration how development interfaces with our open space areas and whether different standards are applied. Is that correct? Yep.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, wheels off,
right?
You're right.
There we go. Yep. So through you, Mr. Mayor, absolutely. Part of the Open Space Strategy Review will be looking at interfaces and a range of other things as well, so that will be considered.
And finally, through you, Mr. Mayor, there's probably, as you know, I've spoken before at a council meeting about further consultation on the urban renewal area, particularly around shadowing and traffic impacts. And a question I was posed a while ago was, when will the consultation happen? I've got a more firmer period of time now. We're looking at consulting in the July-August period around that. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you for the clarity.